I want you to stand this morning for the reading of the word. And I'm going to be reading this morning as we start our service from 1 John 5, 14 and 15. And I'm going to be reading it out of the Message Bible. And the reason I read out of the Message Bible at times is because the words are just like I'm talking to you right now. I want to get your attention. And that's what we want to do, is we want to get our attention. And it's talking about, the heading of this is the reality, not the illusion. Everybody else, if they don't worship our God, they're worshiping an illusion. We are worshiping reality, okay? God is reality. Jesus is reality. And this is what John was saying. He said, my purpose in writing this is simply this. This is his purpose. That you who believe in God's Son will know beyond the shadow of a doubt that you have eternal life, the reality and not the illusion. Now, and I can tell you where I was when I got a revelation of this scripture. I have been in church all my life. And when I was 12 years old, I gave my heart to the Lord. But I never had the assurance that I was going to make it to heaven. I was 12 years old. I gave my life to the Lord because all I heard was, well, you never know. You'll never know you're saved till you get there. I grew up with that. You come forward, you accept Jesus, and then, you know, if you just, if it now, make those right choices and all that kind of stuff, and if you hold on and you endure, you're going to make it. And I remember the day that I read this. This was Jerry and I. Now, catch this. I was a minister's wife. We were pastoring down in Smithfields, Kentucky, down in there. And you probably never heard of that place. But all of a sudden, I read this, and it said that you who believe in God's Son will know beyond the shadow of a doubt that you have eternal life. You see what it's saying? You know right now. All you got to do is accept what the Word of God says, Jesus Christ, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. And then he goes on to say, and how bold and free we then become in his presence, freely asking according to his will, sure that he's listening. Because if we know and have confidence that he's listening, we know that that what we've asked for is as good as ours. So if I know God is listening to me, and what I'm asking is lining up with the Word of God, guess what I know? It's mine. It's mine. Salvation is mine. Deliverance is mine. Healing is mine. God's provision is mine. Emotional security is mine. Is anybody in the house this morning? Glory to God. That set me free. And you know, last night at the Gideon banquet, they sang this old hymn. And when I was growing up, they were just songs that had big words in it. And something, again, this song hit me last night, and I'm not going to sing it, but I want you to listen to the words. And it was, blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. That guy knew he had it. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. Now listen. Perfect submission to him. Perfect delight. Visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending bring from above what? Echoes of mercy, whispers of love. Then he says, perfect submission. All is at rest. I, in my Savior, am happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness, lost in His love. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody, before we start our song, somebody's got a word they want to share.
Well, I'm kind of nervous to tell in front of the church, but I can't keep His goodness to myself. That last night, my friend ended up texting me that she had been drinking, and she asked me to pray for her to stop. And I stopped what I was doing, and I fell to my face, and I started to pray, and I sang the song Redeemed by Big Daddy Weave. Yeah. And I said, knock the bottle out of her hand. But she texted me back these exact words. She said it was knocked over. So the exact words that I prayed became action. And then I also prayed that she would throw it in anywhere, just out of her hand. And she texted me and said that she threw it. And I told her all this, and I told her the goodness of God and how His hand was over her. And I envisioned it. I envisioned His hand being over her. And how amazing that God's love is. And I don't know. I just thought that it was really great.
Amen. 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 Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, this morning as we praise Him, and as I watched the Derby things going on yesterday, and I watched the beautiful colors, the beautiful hats, the suits, the flowers, and all of the ceremony, and you know, and when the horses came down for that big race and the acclaim, I thought, you know what? We got something better here this morning. Glory to God. Let's praise Him.
Anthems fill the skies with praise, all Your mighty works display Your glory. They tell of Your glory. We who call upon Your name cannot be silent. We will praise, we will sing it out. Oh, we will sing it out. For we have seen the greatness of Your glory be revealed. And we have seen all that You've done, and we cannot be still. We will cry out to You. Your loving kindness and Your truth, it has delivered us. You have delivered us. Great is Your glory, Lord. When nations learn of Your way, they will bow down to You. We will bow down to You. Into all the world we take the mystery of Your saving grace. Shine Your light into the darkness. For we have seen the greatness of Your glory be revealed. And we have seen all that You've done, and we cannot be still. We will cry out to You. Your loving kindness and Your truth, it has delivered us. You have delivered us. Great is Your glory, Lord. When nations learn learn of your ways. They will bow down to you. We will bow down to you. We will cry out to you. Your loving kindness and your truth, it has delivered us. You have delivered us. Great is your glory, Lord. When nations learn of your way, they will bow down to you. We will bow down to you.
Great is your glory, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 We praise you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. You praise him today. Okay. There you go. I need some help today. Amen. Are you ready?
La 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 la.
Yours will be
the only name that matters to me, the only one whose favor I see, the only name that matters to me.
Yeah.
Yours will be the friendship and affection I need to feel my Father smiling on me, the only name that matters to me.
Yours is the name,
and yours is the name, the name that saved me. Mercy and grace, the power forgave me, and your love is all I ever needed. When I wake up in the land of glory, and with the saints I will tell my story, there will be one name that I proclaim. When I wake up in the land of glory, with the saints I will tell my story. There will be one name that I proclaim. Yours will be the only name that matters to me, the only one whose favor I see, the only name that matters to me.
And yours is the name.
And yours is the name, the name that saved me. Mercy and grace, the power forgave me. And your love is all I ever needed. When I wake up in the land of glory, and with the saints I will tell my story, there will be one name that I proclaim. When I wake up in the land of glory, and with the saints I will tell my story, there will be one name that I proclaim.
Oh, the name of Jesus. Sing it now.
Jesus, 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 just that name. When I wake up in the land of glory, and with the saints I will tell my story, there will be one name that I proclaim. When I wake up in the land of glory, and with the saints I will tell my story, there will be one name that God proclaim.
All right, now.
The la 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 la. Tell my story. There will be one name that I proclaim. When I wake up in the land of glory with the saints, I will tell my story. There will be one name that I proclaim. La 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 la.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, the wonderful thing about that song is two more people we love went to be with the Lord last week. Miss Martha's dad, Mr. Tom, Blankenship, and Valerie's husband, Clyde. More saints gone to be with the Father. Amen. I want you to be seated for just a minute, if you can be seated. But we're going to do a new song right now. And I don't have the words up there. They didn't know they were going to do it till we got here today. But that's all right. But I don't think you're going to be able to sit down very long. But the part in this that you need to really come in on is, it says, you're on the inside, burning like a fire, burning like a fire. You're on the inside, keeping me alive, keeping me alive, and you're never letting go. Woo! Are you ready for that? All right, when I say there's shouting going on in the place, I need to hear some shouting, right, Jeff? All right, all right. Woo! You ready? Let's go.
There is a song rising in my heart, rising in my heart, it is. There is a dance rising in this place, rising in this place, it is.
There is a song,
there is a dance,
rising up, yes, rising up. You're on the inside, burning like a fire, burning like a fire. You're on the inside, keeping me alive, keeping me alive,
and you're never letting go.
There is a fire burning in my soul, burning in my soul, it is, yeah. There is a shout rising in this place,
rising in this place.
There is a fire, there is a shout, rising up, yes, rising up. You're on the inside, burning like a fire, burning like a fire. You're on the inside, keeping me alive, keeping me alive, yeah. You're on the inside, burning like a fire, burning like a fire. You're on the inside, keeping me alive, and you're
never let it go.
Come on.
No, you never let us go.
Here we go now.
Come like the fire, come like the wind, come like you promised, come like you said. Come like the fire, come like the wind, come like you promised, come like you said. Come like the fire, come like the wind, come like you promised, come like you said. Come like the fire, come like the wind,
come like you promised, come like you said.
Come like the fire, come like the wind, come like you promised. Come like you said, come like the fire, come like the wind, come like you promised, come like you said.
Come like you said.
Are you ready?
Cause you're on the inside, burning like a fire. Burning like a fire, you're on the inside, keeping me alive, keeping me alive. You're on the inside, burning like a fire,
woo!
Burning like a fire. You're on the inside, keeping me alive, keeping me alive.
And you're never letting go. No, you never let us go.
Oh, we praise you, Jesus. Come on. You know, in the New Testament, even after the infilling of the Holy Spirit, they got together again and they were praying. And the house shook again. And they were all filled again. Amen.
Say, come like the fire. Come like the wind.
Come like you promised, come like you said. Come like the fire, come like the wind. Come like you promised, come like you said. Come like the fire, come like the wind. Come like you promised, come like you said. Come like the fire, come like the wind.
Come like you promised, come like you said. Come like the fire.
Come like the wind, come like you promised, come like you said. Come like the fire, come like the wind, come like you promised, come like you said.
Hallelujah. Give him the praise, church. Hallelujah. I tell you, if there is not a fire burning on the inside of you, you're missing something. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus, Lord. We magnify you. Give him the praise. Glorify him today. Oh, we praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank you, Father God, for the word, and that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Amen.
Seated above, enthroned in the Father's love, destined to die, poured out for all mankind. God's only Son, perfect and spotless one. and he never sinned, but suffered as if he did. All authorities, every victory is yours. All authority, every victory is yours. Save your now. Power in hand, speaking the Father's plan.
Here we go, yes.
Sending us out, light in this broken land. All authority. Blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, everyone overcome. We will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Everyone overcome. We will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Everyone overcome. Awesome and great is your name. overcame.
Say, you overcame, Jesus.
You overcame.
You overcame.
You overcame.
Savior, worthy of honor and glory. You're worthy of all our praise. You overcame. Jesus, awesome in power forever. You're awesome and great is your name.
Church, I just got a testimony. I don't come up here very often. I've missed a lot because of work and because of the devil. I've got down, hurt, and sometimes I just miss and I shouldn't, but God knows I'm here, and I'm so thankful. Guys, I want to tell you something. When my kids, I love my kids and my wife more than anything in this world, but when them little kids tell me something, they tell me they love me, and if they've done something good, and they tell me thank you, Daddy, or something like that, there's no greater thing that can happen to me in this world than them little kids right there tell me that they love me, and they tell me thank you, Daddy. Well, guys, right now, this is what we're here to do, is to thank our Heavenly Father. What more? God wants to hear from us. He wants to hear that we love Him. How many times in a day do you tell God that you love Him? I know I don't tell Him near enough. You know, I don't think about it, you know, if we're not at church or stuff. But guys, I am so thankful. I have such a testimony. I'm not going to get into it today. At other times I will. But I am so thankful for my family just sitting right there in the front row. Guys, I love God more than anything in this world. Bless you.
Amen. Let's worship Him, church. Come on.
Set my feet upon the rock now. something to you here today, or if it's somebody listening online, you may say, well, you know, does God love me? He wants you to know today that He loves you, every good and every bad thing about you. He loves you. And He's got a plan for your life. You just need to come and say, Jesus, I accept you. I accept what you've got for me. I believe in you today. And you'll have that peace and that love that'll never leave you and never forsake you. So I don't know, in the house today, you can receive that right now. As we sing, and just lift your hand and say, Jesus, I seek you. I love you. I want that. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Whew. What a mighty God we serve. You're right. You're right. You know, I guess it was a weekend for old songs. And, you know, I'm so blessed, and I've said this before, I'm so thankful for my heritage, that I grew up in a church that taught salvation and sang the hymns of God. Because you never know. You know, a lot of them I think I've forgotten, and I don't. And then all of a sudden, the revelation of what those songs means come to me. But as I wrote in the bulletin that I always thought Precious Memories was kind of a gloomy song, kind of negative. You know how you kind of get so positive, you get kind of sick. I guess I was just getting too positive. But anyway, but I was doing my walk, and I was thinking about Mr. Tom dying, you know, and some of the pictures that they've been putting on Facebook, memories, you know, Minta sitting in his lap, Mally sitting in his lap, and I thought about, you know, Clyde dying, and that song came to me, and all of a sudden I realized what they were singing about, precious memories, how they linger, how they ever flood my soul in the stillness of the midnight. Precious, sacred scenes unfold. What is it I'm remembering? I don't see them personally now, but my mom and dad, you know, and my sister has gone to be with the Lord, and we can sit around and talk about things we did, things that mom did, or funny things that dad did, or things that, and you know what? It's beautiful memories that I've got, and those scenes unfold, you know, and I thought, you know, I can come into church sometime and I think of some of those great warriors from here that's gone on to be with the Lord. And I can see them sitting back there, you know, and all that. And my heart goes, thank you, God, that I've got these memories. Precious memories. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad you belong to God today? Aren't you thankful? Aren't you thankful for what He's doing and what He's done in your life? Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, praise and worship team. You know, sometimes it's when you get in the presence of the Lord, it's just like, how do I leave this stage of worship and go into the next? Because the worship continues. The Spirit of the Lord doesn't leave. But we got many things to do today. And I want to say this, that we have, on our first Sunday of the month, we call it family service. And the children stay in here with their teachers. And the only thing that we've started new is that we are going to have children 3 years and younger need, after the praise and worship, they can go to nursery if they want to go, if you want them to go. And we're going to have different nursery workers each Sunday. So that way they're going to not miss every Sunday being in the sanctuary, because we want to make sure that our children learn how to sit in service. And we want to make sure that they learn to hear from their pastor, see, and that teachers get an opportunity. So that's why we do it, and we really like it. But we've got some little ones that this first Sunday, I think Lori and Maggie are going to work in the nursery, and hopefully these little ones going to learn to adjust to these people that are new to them. But next Sunday it'll be somebody new, and our youth are going to start being involved and working with different teachers one Sunday a month only, one Sunday a month. So we're just trying to, I mean, we've got wonderful youth. They want to be used. They want to be used, and we want to use them. Amen. So I think I've caused enough trouble. No, here.
Amen. Hallelujah. I don't need that, don't you hear? Hallelujah. Wow. We got a full day today. And that was a blessing, wasn't it? Being in the presence of God.